This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Cultural Affairs Minister Fadli Zon stated that kolintang, a traditional instrument from Minahasa, North Sulawesi, can serve as a strategic tool in Indonesia's cultural diplomacy and help strengthen international relations. He confirmed that kolintang was officially recognized by UNESCO as intangible cultural heritage during the 19th session of the Intergovernmental Committee in Paraguay. The largest integrated electric vehicle battery industry ecosystem in Southeast Asia, located in Karawang District, West Java Province, is projected to absorb 1,000 direct workers, Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya stated. The groundbreaking ceremony for the integrated electric vehicle battery ecosystem, led by Antam Consortium, was inaugurated by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto at Arta Industrial Hills in Karawang, West Java, on Sunday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners, hello, hello. Now we are approaching almost the end of the morning session of Indonesia Today, and I will not get tired of reminding you to stay in contact with us, because what are you doing? You're listening to us, yet you are not in touch with us through our social media. Don't you know we have Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, email voilisteners@gmail.com, WhatsApp +62 821 238 1 2130, +62 821 238 1 2130. And you can also, if you're listening already on the online streaming of us, voinews.id, you also have to know that we got an app. It's called RRI Digital, available on Android and iOS. Now, I'm still thinking about what kind of song do I want to play you, but maybe I want to play you this song entitled Begitu Indah, or So Beautiful, by Padi, because I think what we have, listeners, is so beautiful.
Collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Dia jadi pacarku, sombong pastiku.
Jika dia jadi pacarku, akan ku banggakan.
Jika dia jadi pacarku, ngetop aku ikutan.
Hanya tak dah bagi diriku untuk ikuti gaya hidupnya. Semua orang suka padanya, berat rasanya.
Dia berada jauh di sana dan aku di rumah memandang kagum pada dirinya dalam layar kaca.
Oh, apakah mungkin seorang biasa
menjadi pacar seorang superstar?
Jika Raisa jadi pacarku,
Raisa, yo Raiso.
Jika Dian Sastro pacarku,
turun berat badanku.
Jika Kiki Saputri pacarku,
bakal abis lu di roasting.
Jika Vincent Desta pacarku,
hey, itu kan dua orang.
Emang gak boleh.
Hanya tambah bagi diriku untuk ikuti gaya hidupnya. Semua orang suka padanya, berat rasanya. Dia berada jauh di sana dan aku di rumah memandang kagum pada dirinya dalam layar kaca. Apakah mungkin seorang biasa menjadi pacar seorang superstar? Layar kaca, apakah mungkin seorang biasa menjadi pacar seorang siapa? Jauh di sana dan aku di rumah.
memandang kagum pada dirinya dalam layar kaca. Apakah mungkin seorang biasa menjadi pacar Selena Gomez? Mungkin
menjadi pacar Jimin dan Jungkook?
Ya mungkin menjadi pacar Kim Kardashian? Ya mungkin menjadi pacar seorang superstar?
Jelas gak mungkin.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hujan rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu. Penuh dengan payung, seketika jas hujan dicari-cari. Semua orang inginkan teduh. Hujan,
hujan.
Wanita itu dengarkan lagu yang mendung. Tak heran ia baru saja ditinggal oleh sang kekasih. Doakan cepat berpindah hati. Pagi, siang, sampai sore tiba, selalu
Indonesia.
tahu hal yang tak mungkin aku lewatkan di dalam hidupku. Meskipun ku tahu ada dirinya di dalam hidupmu, takkan ku berhenti hingga kau denganku. Bila ku harus menunggu 1000 tahun pun tak harus menanti, hati ini kan terkunci hingga tiba saat kau datang nanti. Kaulah wanita yang aku tunggu seumur hidupku. Kau hanya diri yang menjadi pelabuhan terakhirku. Bila ku harus menunggu 1000 tahun pun kan ku tunggu. Bila ku harus menanti, hati ini kan terkunci bila ku harus menunggu 1000 tahun pun kan ku tunggu. Bila ku harus menantimu, hati ini kan terkunci hingga tiba saat kau datang nanti.
lagi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Gemar sekali kita bersilat lidah, sejak langit gelap hingga kembali cerah. Oh, gemar sekali kita berbeda pandang, semula beradang terkadang kembali terang.
Siapa by Hi-Fi or Smiling for Who? If you, VOI listeners, are wondering whether You already made someone smile today, are you? I'm asking you now, are you already making someone smile today? Or most importantly, have you smiled today to anyone to brighten their days up? And I have a, you know, fast way to do that. If you want to make me your host, Unica Smile, for, you know, now, it's very easy. You know, if you want to do that, I have an easy way for you. You can make me smile just by following us on our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, email voilisteners@gmail.com if you want to send us a comment or something, and WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2131 2130. And now I'm gonna play you another cute song, and it's actually sung by, it's featured one of Indonesia's actresses, most loved actress. It's Sofia Lachuba. It's the Kangen. She sang it with Krisye. So here you go. Enjoy.
Suratmu telah ku baca dan aku mengerti betapa merindunya dirimu akan hadirnya diriku di dalam hari-harimu bersama lagi. Kau bertanya padaku kapan aku akan kembali lagi. Katamu kata kuasa melawan gejolak di dalam dada yang membara menahan rasa pertemuan kita nanti. Saat kau ada di sisiku, semua kata rindumu semakin membuatku tak berdaya menahan rasa ingin jumpa. Percayalah padaku, aku pun rindu kamu. Ku akan pulang melepas semua kerinduan yang terpendam. berdaya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau pun telah merasakannya, kau pun telah mengakuinya. Terima saja, terima. Bosan yang memusingkanku, coba saja kau merasakan. Terima saja, terima. Apa sih yang kau tunggu? Apa sih yang kau mau? Langsung saja, coba katakan ya. Coba katakan ya. Coba katakan kau setuju. Kau pikir saja, coba katakan ya, coba katakan ya, coba katakan ya. Menunggu itu bosan, bosan yang memusingkanku. Coba saja kau merasakan, terima saja, terima. Apa sih? Coba katakan ya, coba katakan ya, coba katakan kau setuju. Kau pikir aku santai, kau pikir aku samar. Langsung saja, coba katakan ya, coba katakan ya, coba katakan ya.
The flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Srimulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Batu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Kalau kualitasnya menurut saya bagus ya, cuma
I think the quality is good and the price is relatively cheap. Sometimes there are some crafts only sold here which are not available in Bandung.
Kalau kualitas saya kira cukup baik, baik.
I think the quality is relatively good. There can be found any kinds of souvenir gift to be brought to other city or abroad. Yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Woven Craft Center in Rajapola. According to the visitors, typical woven of Rajapola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Rajapola woven businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Rajapola is a sub-district in Tasikmalaya region, Sri West Java, which is famous for its woven crafts. Split by the southern lane of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. Woven crafts is fiber that is set to form an object, such as basket, fan, bag, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapola, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Rajapola street, it is located the quiet Sukaruas Creative Village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely passing. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukaruas Creative Village, we met Pak Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there.
Turun temurun, ya mungkin dari kakek juga mungkin.
Hereditary, yes, it is from grandfather. Actually, there are from parents, colleagues in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, basket, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and mendong. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his crafts business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as pattern maker until craftsmen. The weaving is brought to the house, so it cannot be made at the shop or craft center. We sell handicrafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five places. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we make coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsman who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. thousands of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and mendong leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsmen. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. He admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsmen. We also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the weaving process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipment he usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crafts. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It is to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. Pak Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. 5 wooden plates are strung like a frame. The widest part becomes the base. 2 more blades nailed to the 2 base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last 2 blades are mounted on the side edge, becomes the top mold. 20 small nails are used at the top of the mold. Pak Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At glance, the process is quite simple, like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guided dozens of meters of mendong wrapped around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Rajapola woven crafts. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Rajapola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Rajapola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven crafts behind the stage, we return to Rajapola Street to find out how Rajapola's typical woven cloth was appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven crafts shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Rajapola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listen to a very different reality. Currently, purchasing power of the visitors decreased since the woven crafts are already available in the city centers. The craftsmen send it directly. So the visit to Rajapola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interesting to shop, but on one bus, only a few passengers buy the woven products. So we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Rajapola, was usually visited crowdly at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Rajapola to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Ada tanggal merah kan lumayan ya, Jumat Sabtu Minggu biasanya.
It's quite great on the weekends such as Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The situation has now different. Previously, the shop were crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but now weekday is better. The same opinion, also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya mungkin udah banyak orang.
In last 3 years, we could sell 300 pieces in a week.
Turun
currently, we have many competitors. 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for one's delivery. While previously we could send 3 times every week, really it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of the craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily need. The craftsmen look for other income to meet their need. Well, we are looking for other ways, although the income is uncertain. It is worrying enough that Rajapola is not as glorious in the pastime. If it keeps happening, it is not only people's economy, but also Rajapola crafts can be extinct as the time goes by. But there is hope. The development infrastructure in many regions, including in Tasikmalaya, can be a golden opportunity. As stated by Head of Micro, Small, Medium Enterprises, Industry, and Trade of Tasikmalaya City, Muhammad Firmansyah.
Karena kita juga sekarang punya bandara, Bandara Wiryadinata.
Since we now have Wiryadinata Airport, there is direct flight from Tasikmalaya to Halim Perdana Kusuma every day. Then it has also additional route from Tasikmalaya to Solo. We will see new access to Kertajati Airport development in Majalengka that will become an international airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because the two airports have quite crowded. Since Kertajati Airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access that passes through Tasikmalaya. Besides international flights, there will also be open domestic flights between Kertajati and Vidyadinata Airport. We will found a marketing center and outlets. Besides conveying government's plan in the future, Firman said that so far the local people of Tasikmalaya, including Rajapola, can always find out solution. For example, during the economic crisis, they did not find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tantangan terberat kita biasanya dari sisi permodalan kan. Tapi dari sisi permodalan, katanya saya akui saja untuk masyarakat Tasikmalaya ini kreatif. Dan masalah permodalan dia selalu bisa untuk
I admitted that Tasikmalaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through superior products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at that time. Many companies went out of business. Many industries did not work because loan repayments are quite large. But the industry in Tasikmalaya continued to run, even able to support the regional economy. Independence seems to be character of people in Tasikmalaya, including businessmen of Rajapola woven crafts, such as Eko Winarko, a reseller of bag woven crafts. Without having a store, he can get additional income every month.
Gak terbayang gak gimana pesanan? Ada lah satu bulan sekali mah.
I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I have not met customers. I believe I met them by Facebook, social media. Then I called them. Then I sent the order amounted 30 million, 40 million. This is true. Ibu Popong also has similar experience like Eko Winarko. Lack of visitors must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang juga dibantu sama online. Masih untung lah sekarang lagi
market via online can help us. Online market is currently trend among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online stores. I have also ever sent wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco.